Now, I'm very pleased to be speaking with director Christopher Luscombe. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Now, before we talk about your upcoming production of The History Boys,
yes,
I'd like to know one thing. Aspiring actors always seem to know just who they want to be. Was there a time when you said, that's it, I want to become a director?
Yes, because I actually was originally an actor. I was an actor for about 17 years, I think. And that's all I'd ever really thought of doing. But I found a play which I suddenly had a sort of yearning to direct. It was a play by Noel Coward called Star Quality, which had never been produced before. And it was the last play he ever wrote, and I became very passionate about doing it. And I managed to get Penelope Keith to agree to be in it, and I managed to get a producer who wanted to put it on. And in fact, it started life at the Evil Honour in Guildford. And we got it into the West End, and that was really, that was the moment when I started being a director, and I just loved it from then on, and that's all I've ever really wanted to do since. So it was an odd thing, because I was so passionate about acting originally, but directing just took over. I can't quite understand why. I think it's to do with the fact that as a director you get to control the whole show rather than just the one part that you're playing as an actor.
Yes,
I enjoyed that, the power, you see.
Yes.
Megalomania, really.
That must be it, isn't it? There's a certain degree of control that actors and directors wish to have. And it's interesting because Jane Asher was a previous guest on the show, and she mentioned how much she loved being directed by Belinda Lang, who obviously is an actress as well.
Yes.
But you began your career as an actor, as you say.
Yes.
Do you think it helped you in working with actors?
Oh, without a doubt. I've always felt that. I've always felt that. I mean, there's nothing wrong with directors who haven't been actors, but I think that it is an advantage because having done the acting, you speak the same language as them and you understand what they're going through, and I think they feel that much more confident because they have someone in the room who sort of can empathize. And acting is a very scary business, and it's about exposing yourself, really. And I think to do that with someone who is really on your side and knows the pitfalls, I think that it can only make things easier, really. Yes.
Yes, that's right, because you've obviously acted in very famous places, obviously Cambridge Footlights, where many well-known people started. So how was that experience? Did you enjoy that?
Oh, it was fantastic. I think, although I've gone into straight theatre as opposed to stand-up comedy, which is, I suppose, in a way how I started with the Footlights, I've always tended to do comic writing. Classic comedy has really been the sort of main thrust of my work, and I think, you know, the best grounding for that was to write comedy and to perform comedy with the Footlights, and I learnt an enormous amount doing that in 3 years I was at university. Very lucky, and we had the chance, because it had that name, that reputation, we were able to play huge theatres around the country and play to big houses and, you know, big audiences, and I think that was a very good grounding.
Yes, absolutely. And I mean, comedy has been a kind of thread through some of your work as well. And I'll mention one of your Olivier nominated plays in just a moment. But a great comedienne who I absolutely adore, Patricia Routledge, you're going to be working with her on a one-woman show, I believe.
That's right. Yes. Actually, in a way, it's a two-person show, because it's a piece about the very famous concert pianist named Myra Hess, who was best known really for putting on concerts during the war in the National Gallery, and she sort of gave up her concert career to organize these events every single day during the war at the National Gallery in London. And her great nephew is a wonderful composer and a colleague of mine called Nigel Hess, and he put together a little it's a little sort of recital. It's hard to say what it is. It's not really a play. It's the story of her work there during the war. And so Patricia plays Myra Hess, and then this marvelous concert pianist, Piers Lane, he plays a lot of the music that was associated with Myra Hess, stuff that she played during the war. And so it's an absolutely delightful little piece about this great woman. And, of course, Patricia Routledge is absolutely born to play a part like that. Wonderful, wonderful part. So yeah, that's been great. And we've done that quite a bit around the country, and it's coming to the Ivano at the beginning of April.
Beginning of April, fantastic. Well, you never stop working, because you've got another play coming up, which we'll talk about in just a moment. But that sounds a very fascinating lady, played by a great actress. So
yes, so it's really inspiring. It's one of those stories that people, that actually isn't really a comic. I mean, it's quite funny, some of it, but it actually is something that's really very inspiring and very uplifting, and people come out of it sort of... I'm quite off with tears streaming down their faces.
Yes.
Because it is very, very moving. And it's a really wonderful, wonderful story.
Yeah, especially with the music as well. It all adds towards that emotion, doesn't it? It's wonderful.
Yes.
I must congratulate you. You're always directing interesting plays. And congratulations on your Olivier Award nomination for the play When We Are Married.
Yes.
So were you pleased to have this all-star production recognised?
Oh, it was wonderful. It was a real pat on the back for everyone because we were nominated for Best Revival. And so that means that absolutely everybody who works on it can take pleasure from that nomination. And it was a great team, right the way through the cast and the stage management and the designer. Everyone did a great job. And I think, we all felt really, really chuffed about that.
Yes.
And that was a play that started at Guildford. We did it in, was it September, I think, in Guildford, beginning of October. And then it went into the West End, and it just really took off. It did terribly well, and people seem to really enjoy it. It's just the most fantastic play. Talk about a classic comedy. I mean,
it seems to carry on those sort of themes of the When We Are Married. Just carries on. And I remember reviewing that. It's a great play with Roy Hard, and Sam Kelly was on the show. So it's great ensemble
cast. Yeah,
definitely.
Exactly.
Now, of course, for J.B. Priestley to Alan Bennett and the History Boys.
Yes.
Now, I was fortunate enough to see the original production at the National, starring the brilliant Richard Griffiths, Francis de la Tour, and Stephen Campbell Moore.
Yep.
Now, knowing of this production and its cast, what were you looking for in your particular cast members to bring to the part?
Oh, goodness. I saw the play as well at the National. I had no idea I was going to direct it when I saw it. And then the chance came up to do a tour of it. And it was the first production since the National. And in fact, we did it over a year ago originally at West Yorkshire Playhouse, and then it did a very long tour. And it did so well that they decided to bring it back, and we're now on our second tour with almost exactly the same cast. I mean, it's fantastic that everyone wanted to stay with it. It's a brilliant cast. I think I was particularly keen to get a group of really fabulous young actors to play the boys, because actually, although Richard Griffiths famously did it, the boys are really the centre of the play. And I wanted to get people who were really young, who looked the right age to be sixth formers. They're all people who just left drama school. And I auditioned really loads and loads of actors from that age group, so I could really get the absolute best or the best for these parts. And I think I succeeded. I mean, they are great, and they work together really, really well. So that was terrific to sort of have that chance to offer eight fabulous parts, cream of the drama school graduates.
Yes, I bet they were very excited, weren't they?
They were. I think because it's a famous play, and everyone seemed to want to be in it. That was really nice. So
yes.
when you're doing auditions and you feel that this is something people really want.
Yes.
And then I just wanted I wanted an actor to play Richard Griffith's part, who I felt could make it his own, because it's quite hard to escape from under the shadow of an actor like that. And I've gone for Philip Franks, who I suppose is probably best known from Darling Buds of May, but has done so much since. And he's just a fantastic actor, and he's a real intellectual, so he's great at conveying all the learning in the play. It's packed with learning and academia, and he's just wonderful at conveying all that and making it very understandable. And he has very much made it, and I think he's completely convincing in the part. It's wonderful.
Fantastic. We're going to be for a real treat when we see this production. But
I hope so. Just
a question on Alan Bennett. Often with writers, you will know yourself as a director, sometimes they're on the stage, working with you as well. Has Alan Bennett been party to the workings and rehearsals? And has he been consulted on the project?
He's been absolutely brilliant, actually, because this is the fourth play of his I've directed, and I'm about to do a fifth, actually. I'm going to do Madness of George III in the summer. And we've built up a really happy working relationship where he's involved, really. He likes to be involved as much as I want him to be. And in a way, it's quite, I find with working with a living writer, it's just great to have them on hand so you can refer to them and ask them questions. And he's absolutely great about that. But he doesn't like to get in the way. I think he feels that we should make it our own and do it our own way and find what we want to do with it. And so he doesn't interfere, really. And he likes to sort of stand well back and just let us get on with it. But he's always saying, ring me if you've got a problem. And I always go around and have a long chat with him before I go into rehearsal to really talk about the play, which is invaluable. I'm terribly lucky to have the chance to do that. And he's been, he's wonderful. He's very supportive, and he sends us cards, and he sends us wine, and he cheers us up when we're on tour with the odd bottle of champagne. So we're very well supported by him, and very grateful for that.
Excellent. So he's there in the corner of the theatre hiding.
Very much so. But unlike some writers who are always sort of breathing down your neck and telling you what to do, he's not like that at all. And I feel very blessed in that way.
Fantastic. Now, what similarities and differences do you think can audiences expect from your particular production, from the original?
I didn't really set out to be different. I sort of just set out to do the play. I find that when you work on a play, you just keep reading it, and you find what you want to do with it by just looking at the text, really. And I hope that we've just been true to the script and not copied anything at the National, but on the other hand, not willfully tried to avoid stuff they did there. I think it's probably a simpler production. The National production had quite a lot of technology and video and stuff, and we don't do that because I felt I just wanted to focus on the boys, the teachers, and the audience, really, and this relationship between them. And I think it's people have to come and have a look and see what they think. I think it's very, very funny and very, very touching, and the audiences just seem to love it. It seems to be a play that really strikes a chord with an audience, like a sort of some sort of magic quality that from the moment it starts, they just seem to be on board. You know, because they love Alan Bennett. There's all the plays I've done of his. There's a tremendous affection for the man himself. And
yes, the writing comes through, doesn't it?
It really does. Yeah.
But also, we've all been in those situations, asking questions. The children asking the questions of the teachers.
Yes, everyone's been through school. We all know about school. We all know about good teachers, bad teachers.
Yes.
So, you know, I think it really does strike a chord with people.
Yeah, it's going to be brilliant. So audiences are in for a really great night. The History Boys is coming to the Yvonne Arnaud Theatre, 28th of March the 2nd of April.
That's right.
And you'll be touring after that, presumably.
That's right, exactly. In fact, that's the end of our tour. That's when we come to the end.
Oh, the grand finale.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I hope the run's going to be a great success for you, and thank you for coming on the show.
It's a pleasure. Very nice to talk to you.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And that was Christopher Luscombe. He'll be directing The History Boys as it comes to the Yvonne Arnaud Theatre from the 28th of March. Brooklyn's Radio.